we're going into a pool of water. It's a big circular pool, and it's just, I'm just seeing a very blue, everything around is very blue and very beautiful. And I think you're just sitting, we're just sitting in this big pool and floating. And I think what we've got to do is just feel our body, feel everything as weightless and flexible. And it's to do with movement. So moving your body around, arms and legs, in ways that you normally can't. So you're wriggling around a bit, and you're swirling around and twirling in the water. It's all very enjoyable. You feel very free. Very happy, and you want to move, do sudden movements, and just enjoy the thrill of being able to, without any restriction. Just really enjoy that movement. Just wriggle around any way you want to. As you do it, imagine that your mind can do the same, that you can take on new ideas, and imagine yourself in different scenarios with ease. Maybe they're different scenarios from your everyday ones. But just as your body wriggles around in that water so freely and easily, you just imagine that your mind can do the same. And you don't always have to think in the same way that perhaps you do with your routine, your routines every day. Anything is possible. So sometimes when we're in our usual routines, perhaps we're thinking typical ways. Imagine that it's all wriggling around suddenly, like you are in the water. So it's like wriggly lines in your mind. It's anything is possible. You can shoot off in any direction on a particular day. Perhaps you often have a drink at 10 o'clock. Well, never mind that. It could be any time of day. You might decide to do something completely different next week. Do it differently. Even if you've got a job that you go to every day, perhaps you're going to talk to different people that day in your break time. Perhaps you're going to drink a totally different drink or go to a different room. Anything's possible. We don't have to do the same thing. Sometimes a change is just quite a tonic. So when you feel you've wriggled around enough in that water and you've jiggled around in your mind a little bit, just sit quietly. Perhaps come out of the pool and sit quietly and see if any Any other thoughts come to you? I just wonder about Sarah.
No, I didn't want to get out of that pool.
No,
it was so good.
They were nearly falling asleep at the end of that.
Yeah.
I thought somebody gave me a towel because it was cold. Falling asleep.
Yeah, quite a yoga sort of workout.
Right.